Good morning, church. This is Chad for your Wednesday devotion. I hope that this finds you guys all doing well. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for this day. We ask that you sit with us as you give us these words, and we just ask that you help them to be able to apply us to our individual lives. We love you and we thank you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. This morning I'm going to read again from the 1 Year Uncommon Life Daily Challenge by Tony Dungy and Nathan Whitaker. Starts off with the verse from James 3:6. The tongue is a flame of fire. It is a whole world of wickedness, corrupting your entire body. It can set your whole life on fire, for it is set on fire by hell itself. On October 8, 1871, two great fires occurred in the Midwest. The Great Chicago Fire killed 250 people and left one quarter of Chicago homeless. The other one, the Great Peshtigo Fire in the forests of northern Michigan and Wisconsin, affected 1.5 million acres and killed approximately 1,500 people. Fire can be devastating and incredibly fast-moving. I was startled to see in the movie Backdraft how quickly a fire can go from seemingly under control to raging out of control and consuming a building. I remember thinking that if I ever faced such a force, I would never think of it in the same way. Fire unleashes terrible power and can result in total devastation. So when the writer James compares the tongue to a fire, it makes perfect sense. I've seen it happen way too often. What seemed to start out as a friendly conversation becomes a major disagreement with hurtful, damaging words and lingering consequences. How often have we seen a simple disagreement smolder ever so slightly and then combust and ignite the situation into an incredible inferno of anger? Our words reflect what is in our hearts. According to Proverbs 23:7 in the King James Version, says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And Jesus says something similar. "Whatever is in your heart determines what you say." Matthew 12:34. So be slow to speak, especially when your anger or your emotions are racing. It only takes a few inflammatory words to destroy a relationship forever. Put out the fire of every angry word before saying them. If someone is angry and screams at you, maintain your cool. Do your best to douse the situation with your silence. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for these words. We thank you for encouraging them into writing, and we just ask that you help us to be able to wrestle with them today and make better decisions as we go forward. We love you so much, and we thank you for everything. And we ask this all in Jesus' precious heavenly name.
If you would like to join us in person, we meet on Sundays at 8:45 and 11 a.m. and on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Have a great week.